Welcome to Games Overboard. I'm PJ.
I'm Dan.
Oh my god.
What the hell is wrong with you guys? Why'd you gotta put me up so loud?
Why you gotta be so loud?
Gosh, I'm fucking loud.
Stop yelling at us.
calm your tits.
I'll have you know my pectorals are quite calm.
Oh man. Let's start off with the exciting news. My god, can you drink that any louder?
I'm sure I could.
Is that the exciting news?
That is the exciting news. Okay, that made it sound like something else.
It's like the scene of Joanna trying to swallow a rock in Rescuers Down Under.
And then he just smashes it back down on the table.
Wow, that was some exciting news, guys.
That was
we're
like,
in a rare
it was
form
it was all
today.
Late breaking, but it was important.
Yeah, this is gonna be an episode. This is gonna be an episode.
And we haven't even been drinking.
No.
Well I mean, I can't really call that drinking
you
for
that
you,
that
PJ.
This is nothing.
He's just sitting. Okay, he got up, thank God.
Foul tasting, maybe, but
yeah.
Foul.
All right, because of what we got. Okay, anyway, what's our news?
So the exciting news.
Oh, that's right.
I thought it was that pole fire.
Like 10 minutes later.
Yeah, we just, listeners, you don't know, but we just had to cut like 3 minutes of garbage out because the fire siren went off across the street from me. Anyways, on April 13th, we will be at Helix Tabletop Gaming Guild in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, and we'll be there from 11 to
whenever
11,
they kick us out,
or whenever they kick us out, and we're going to do a live show at 9 o'clock that evening, so if you want to play some games with us and then watch us be idiots, and we're going to have like...
I was going to say dick around, but yeah, no,
yeah,
that's more
apt.
Yeah.
I have a couple, like interactive things maybe planned for the audience. If there is an audience, you know, like it's gonna be a small thing, but I mean if enough of you show.
Hey guys, come on, show up. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be fun.
Dan promises he won't be that creepy. No, I'm sorry.
He will be. It's just his personality.
That's
know?
My charm, god damn it.
Oh.
Okay.
She likes me for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Neither do I. I haven't figured that out.
So, April 13th.
That's right.
Make sure you stop on by, say hello. What do we do today?
Well, we've got
what
two.
What do
we do? Played some games.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got.
What do we play?
Oh, Jesus. Fuck. I prefer the videos where it's the go going. So speaking of, we did a game
what
called.
What do we do?
Oh my god, I'm gonna punch you. We did a.
What do we do?
Fuck!
Would you rather we went back to otter jokes?
No. Anyway, what we did tonight was two games. The first one we did was a little game called Mountain Goats.
Hence
the screaming
hence the
goat
intro.
So Mountain Goats is a 2 to 4 player game where you are
your goats
and yep. You're climbing up hills that are numbered 5 through 10.
Yeah, and so you roll 5 6-sided dice
it's
4 dice 4
and
then you can add them up in any combination you want to add up to either 5 6 7 8 9 or 10.
That's right. If you roll 2 ones, you can take one of those ones and you don't get to re-roll. You flip it to whatever number you want.
Yeah. And then you can move, you know, one goat. Like, let's just say you have a 5, a 3, a 6, and a 4. You could move one goat up the 10 track, or you could move it up the 6 track, and then the 5 and the 4 add up to make 9. So you can move it up the 9 track. And
right.
All that. Like, you kind of like Shut the Box, if you ever played Shut the Box.
Yeah, there are a lot of combinations that you can, you don't have to just move one goat or whatever. However many you can, do it.
Yeah. You ever play Shut the Box?
I haven't played Shut the Box, no.
It's a box, literally.
Okay,
and
I figured.
There are numbers 1 through 9, like on these little tiles.
Uh-huh.
And you roll 2 dice, and, like, let's say I roll a 3 and a 5. I could either drop the 8 tile, I could drop the 3 tile, I could drop the 5 tile, you know, like any combination. And then you roll again, and you keep rolling until you either can't drop any more tiles, or it's a push your luck game.
Okay.
Or, you know, you're able to drop all the tiles, which means you can shut the box.
Okay.
And if you keep, you know, like, one, you keep going until you can't lower any more tiles. Like, let's say I have a 2 and a 3 left, and that's it. Everything else has been laid down. I roll, and I get, like, 2 4s. I can't do anything. So my score is a 5. And then you would play and go as long as you can until you go. And, like, if you get, you know, and you add up your score, and whoever has a lower score wins.
Oh, okay.
But Mountain Goats takes that mechanism and, you know, like, of rearranging your dice in any possible way to move your goats up these tracks. And
yeah.
We also have been playing it wrong.
Of course we have. What did we do wrong?
What did we do?
So when you get to the top of the mountain, you're supposed to stay there. And then
until somebody else gets there and they kick you off.
Well, that would make it a lot more. Yeah. All right. Mm. Mm-hmm. So we've been playing wrong. But if that's the only thing that we, you know. Yeah.
The game is still fun.
It is. Regardless. It's still a fun game. This is probably one of the easier, like, family games,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the more, so, like, if you're at the top of the 5 and you roll a 5, you just automatically get the 5.
Oh, crap. That would make things so much easier. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, so both games we played today. Are like filler games. You know, they're not like the main event that you would have for an evening. They're just little games that you have in between larger games, things like that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they're not good at all, because I had a blast with
both. Oh my gosh. Both of these games are fun, so much fun. We actually played Mountain Goats last night while we were at dinner at the brewery that we go to. We had cheesesteaks.
Oh.
With our friends. It was fun. There's really not a whole lot to say about Mountain Goats. It's a really quick game. This game can be played.
It's a 10-minute game.
Yeah, in 10 to 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the company? Where can we find that?
BoardGameTables.com. It was designed by Stefan Risthaus, and the art was done by Daniel Profiri and Anka Gavril.
Cool.
So. Yeah. So the components on this are really easy. Really simple.
It's awesome little meeple goats.
Yeah, you have meeple goats. They're wooden goats. You have...
You get 6 of them of each color.
Of each color. They're 4 colors, yep. You get your tiles for your mountains.
Which are just square cards.
Yep,
and
just square
really,
cards.
Yeah, nice clean artwork on them.
Mountains on them.
What? Yes.
With the mountains.
Yes.
That you climb.
And little wooden tokens.
Yeah, and you get your 4 dice. It's pretty simple.
The box is pretty freaking cool.
The box is really cool. The box is also really tiny, and I'm surprised at how much stuff you have in that box.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know how to put it away, too. Sorry.
Giggity.
This game came out in 2020.
I thought it was newer than that.
No.
I mean, that's still relatively new.
Well, yeah. I really thought it came out last year.
No.
Yeah, I really like this game. It's so easy to learn.
Yeah, the first time that I showed it to you was when we were at...
we were demoing for Shanna's gifted class.
Yeah, for the gifted class. I taught you in all of like 30 seconds how to play the game.
Yeah.
That's not hard.
It's really fun. It's really easy.
And then today, you didn't teach me at all. You just start playing. I'm like, all right, I got this.
I mean, we went, and I was like, oh, yeah, you do like this. Like, we taught as we went.
Yeah.
Dick.
Sorry we're not as good as you.
I'm not a professional teacher, okay? I'm just a professional actor. I can act like I know what I'm doing.
Act like a teacher next time.
How do I reach these kids?
Kick them in the air.
All right, what works in this game?
It's easy.
So easy.
And you can take it anywhere, as long as you have a table.
Yeah.
You can set it up and play while you wait for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, whatever, like we did last night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the portability on it is great. The rules are simple enough that you can literally teach it in under 5 minutes and get everybody playing.
Yeah. Do you wish the cards would be smaller for a smaller table space?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice just because all the pieces aren't that big.
Yeah,
because
I was thinking, like, at a brewery, like, if those were the size of playing cards, all those goats would still fit on them. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you had a full game of four people, you'd still fit.
Yeah.
But then you'd be able to have a much smaller table to play on.
Yeah. That's right.
So, but
that's like the only, that's one of the only downsides I can really see.
It's really a nitpick more than anything.
I mean, because the cards are the size of the box, which is probably like 6x6.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might be like 4x4 or 5x5. But yeah, it's a little thing.
He's just a little guy.
So, PJ, I've got something for you. It's not in my front pocket, so don't even try.
This, I think we paid like $20 for this.
It's not 6x6.
Good job. I think we paid $20 for this at a game store that we went to. So there's an expansion pack that's Mountain Goat, Sequoia, and GPS.
Okay.
Which I don't know.
Because, yes, Mountain Goats need their
I've seen Sequoia before, GPS. But I don't
I thought they had like a built-in.
Oh, it increases player counts and adds special variables. The Mountain Goat expansion pack adds more components for fifth player, and the Big Mountain expansion.
Like, I think it was variables. Like, you roll a six-sided die, and an X comes up that you have to solve for.
I thought I was done with this. Okay, so this is for both of you guys. I've got today's dark story.
Ooh, Sequoia looks cool too. Oh, I'm sorry, am I supposed to be paying attention to you?
Well, yes, that would be nice.
Angie's is off in her own little
I see this.
Right. All right,
so this is mainly for you. This one is called The Last Message.
Oh, you grow the tallest trees. You're trying to grow the tallest trees in 11 different forests. After your 10 turns, if you have the tallest tree, then you get the victory points from that forest.
And that's an expansion or a different game?
That's a different game.
I was going to say, how's that fitting with goats?
That's so a different confused. Game. Okay, there's mountain goats.
All right.
Hang on!
Do I have to...
Mountain goats is currently unavailable.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, dear listeners.
Sequoia, the base game, is $24. And GPS is $22. What the heck is this one? This one looks fun, too. Hang on.
Oh, GPS is a different game, too.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I was confused as hell.
You're launching GPS satellites into space. They need to orbit the Earth in the correct order, but your launch windows are limited. You can only launch satellites for the spinner points each turn. It is your job to pick the best satellite for each launch to get your birds in order before your opponents.
Game Nerds has Mountain Goats for $16.
Oh, that's definitely worth $16.
Yeah.
All right, so The Last Message.
Oh, cool. It's little cardboard satellites.
PJ, a man dies.
I'm doing this just to annoy him.
At Christmas, after receiving a text message.
Well, that sucks.
Man dies at Christmas. After receiving a text message.
Yes.
Is the text message related to his death?
Yes.
It says this message will self-destruct in 10 seconds.
This is not Mission Impossible.
And he doesn't throw the phone away.
That would be hilarious, but no. Jim, I'm on vacation right now. This message will self-destruct. What did he say?
What?
All right, so
I can't hear you.
While you mull over that one, let's talk about our second game
tonight. No, we're staying on this. Was the text message from a loved one?
Yes, it was.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
A man dies at Christmas after receiving a text message.
Is it a deceased loved one?
No.
Okay. Is it about a loved one being deceased?
No, and I was wrong. It wasn't a loved one, but it's still pretty funny.
So, is it a doctor?
What?
No.
How is it not about a loved... This is like that last week's one all over again.
No, I'm sorry.
But it wasn't
a
photo shoot.
The stabbing, but it wasn't a stabbing.
Yeah.
It
I really thought you were going to bring up.
No, I thought it was. I did think it was, but no, I had to reread it again. No, it's not from a loved one.
It's not about a loved one.
No, it's not about a loved one.
And it's not from a loved one.
That's right.
It's about the person that dies.
No.
It's not about the person that dies?
Is it something shocking?
No.
No, so it's not like a heart attack.
Is it something absurd?
No.
Can you say any other word but no?
No.
Well, this is a lot harder now.
So, the way it happens is absurd. The way that he dies is absurd.
Okay.
Does he fall on a cat?
No.
He gets one of those videos where it's like a car driving down a road and then a face pops out. And he jumps backwards and falls out the window or something.
No, it's not that. I'll let you think this one over.
I saw a meme where it's a picture of like that hill with the road that like goes down the hill.
Uh-huh.
You know? And it's like, this road will haunt me until I'm 80. And you remember that meme?
No.
You don't remember that? Okay.
I don't remember that.
So, okay, what doesn't work for mountain goats?
I mean, just the nitpick thing would definitely be the size.
Of the carts.
Of the carts.
You can't complain about the size of the box.
Yeah.
It's a small box.
Yeah, it's a very small box. Yeah, I don't have anything negative to say about mountain goats, really, other than the size of the cards, which is more of a nitpick.
Yeah, you should really get rid of those nits.
Yeah.
You gotta get lice.
That's right.
You know, it's Bluey that taught me that nits are, like, a thing, and that's why there's the term nitpicking.
Yeah, because you pick nits out of your hair.
You pick nits. Didn't know nits were... Well,
They're lice eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, God, PJ. I love you, man, but really...
Who says nits in America?
So I showed my brother the
unicorns.
He loved it.
Yeah. Anyone, if you've ever, I mean, apparently Bluey is like a huge meme. Like a lot of the youth know Bluey because of a meme and not because you've seen the show. Watch Unicorns. It's a season 3 episode. All their episodes are 7 minutes long, maybe 8 for some of them.
Yeah, they're...
It's so good.
They're hilarious. I didn't show him...
Are you Willie Healer? It's Chili Healer!
I was telling Joe about the whale watching. Oh, look, guys. There's a whale over there. There's his wife on the couch.
That's a lot of chips. They can eat 5 bags a day.
Yeah, I get it. Like, kids love the show because it's like, oh, Bluey, imagination, the girls are so great and funny. And, like, us adults watching just go, he just did something. You would get the crap kicked out of you by your wife if you did that.
The whale watching ones, like, they're just so hungover. And it's so great.
Oh, no, guys, I don't think she's going to do anything today. Joe's never seen the show, but I've watched it with his daughters. They absolutely love it.
Oh my god, Evelyn loves it.
Oh jeez.
Can we watch Bluey?
Aunt Madge was dancing on the coffee table.
I am upset with how Disney edits it here for the United States.
Yeah.
Because there's so much stuff in the original that there is no reason for it to be edited out. There's like a poop joke. They wouldn't let a poop joke.
I know.
Where a horse keeps pooping when they bring it in for a birthday party.
Well, no, it's at a festival.
Oh, is it a festival?
Yeah, and it's like a little pony ride, you know? And I forget what the horse's name is, but they're like, goodbye, I'll miss you. And then the tail goes up, and that's where the American one ends. You see the tail go up, and then it just cuts to the next scene. But in the Australian one, the tail goes up and it starts pooping. They go, ah! Anyways.
Jesus. One real quick, I also love the game of Raiders that they play. Where they take...
Oh, yeah.
The father takes the exercise ball and throws it down the hallway for the girls to run away from. Like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Can you roll the ball down the hall on us and go... Da-na-na-na? Oh, you mean Raiders.
such a great show. Anyway, okay, so that was Mountain Goats and a bit of Bluey. But we also did another game tonight, which it's a pretty quick play. This one is called Abduction. Mm-hmm. You have... It can be played... What was that?
It got stuck on me.
Oh.
She's just flexing her gun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, so
Abduction.
You play as... Oh, my God, PJ.
Your interns.
Your interns for aliens. And you're abducting ducks from their ponds.
Yeah.
This is a game for 1 to 4 players. There is an expansion for it that we have not picked up yet, but that expansion does add a 5th player. And the playtime on this is give or take a half
hour. How long is it?
15 to 25 minutes, according to the box.
This city.
No, not this again.
Vanessa.
When I was born.
Can everyone, we just save this for another time?
Everyone listening is going to be like, what the fuck's wrong with these guys?
Not these guys again. Not the Daredevil quotes again.
I have to start.
Like, seriously,
I'm going to have to start getting ready for the live pod.
Telling you guys, Daredevil, you got to watch it.
Oh my God, can we get back to Abduction, please?
Maybe. Anyway, so your interns
That's
for...
what the people in the white van said, too.
Oh...
They offered me candy.
Did you take it?
No, it wasn't chocolate, so I didn't want it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sure they would have thrown you right back anyway. We got a big one! Oh, God, this is a stupid one. Just toss them back.
The expansion increases abduction to 6 players.
Oh, it's 6 players.
That's players. Cool. It comes with 2 additional boards and 40 additional standard ducks. Plus, yeah. You get green glitter ducks.
So this game is really fun. The layout of the box is really, really nice.
Yeah, the insert in this box is really cool. It's clever. Very clever.
It's really hard to screw up putting this game back.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do that.
But you have 2 different decks of cards, and what they did is there's only 1 well that the cards go in, but you put like 1 deck in... the proper way, you know, it fits, you know, the way it fits. And then the other deck is perpendicular to it. So you make like a cross with the decks. And
right,
that's just so cool.
And that top deck fits in perfectly because the cutout.
There's a second mold.
Yeah, there's
there
a second mold
it.
That it fits in perfectly.
Yeah. And the UFO that the ducks are in is like this really soft, like rubbery.
Yeah, it's like a
texture.
It's like a latex.
Yeah. So I wasn't expecting that. I thought it was gonna be hard plastic with just the top part that you reach into would be.
Yeah,
like,
it would be the thing that was nice and soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't expect the whole thing to be like that, which is really cool.
I just think the whole thing is just a fun concept.
Oh my
especially
God, yeah.
So how much did you get to read on those cards?
Some of them I read. And that's like not a fault of the game, that's a fault of my own, as I just don't read flavor text usually.
Yeah, so the flavor text on this is...
it's great.
Yeah, your boss, David, is giving you advice and things that are protocol for this alien abduction company. So the pieces are... they're really nice. They're plastic... little plastic ducks. They kind of look like your bath time ducks.
They look like rubber duckies, but they're tiny, teeny tiny.
They're very tiny. They're
but
a
not,
hard
they're
plastic.
Not so yeah, they're not so small that you.
That is the sound of ducks in Angie's hand.
They're not so small that you can't hold on to them. You know,
yeah.
They're not too small, which is nice.
Yeah, and your player board is just 10 interconnected ponds.
Yeah.
And they all flow into each other, and that's important to the game, because when you lose a duck, whether it's somebody abducts one of your ducks or you make a combination to abduct them, all of your ducks then just move right down the row.
Yeah. Yeah, they all just fill in those gaps.
So the pieces here, like we said, they're the ducks. all of your ducks sit in this UFO, this really soft, squishy UFO.
It's silicone.
Silicone.
You know, the things that implants are made out of. That's why it feels like that and looks like that.
Send help.
You get two decks of cards. Your one deck.
Oh, man, my hand was in that UFO.
You had no other choice. You had to get some ducks.
So you have two decks of cards. One deck is the options you have to play. You only get three of those per round.
And what's the otter deck?
I'm getting to it. And the other deck, is the... I punched my microphone. Shut up.
Can you just talk about the otter deck?
Screw you guys. I'm getting him.
Without me, you're not.
The other deck is...
You keep saying it wrong.
I know. It's got to be a speech thing.
Fuck you guys.
Need speech therapy. The otter deck is your formations that you have to
That's
make.
That's right, that you have to
duck.
Make with your... By the way, I had to go through speech therapy, so fuck you very much. Anyway, a man dies at Christmas after receiving a text message.
Does Christmas have anything to do with it?
Yes, actually. Oh. How is it?
Is he playing Santa and he falls off the roof?
No.
Does he get stuck in the chimney?
Does he get run over by a reindeer?
No and no.
Is Santa involved at all?
Nope.
Dang it.
Does he fall off of something?
No.
Is it the mall Santa?
No.
Does he get run over?
No. No.
Is there a motor vehicle involved?
No.
Is he a snowman?
No.
Do presents fit into it at all? Aha, he's checking the phone.
No.
Damn it.
Is it a photo shoot?
No, it's not a photo shoot.
Speaking of presents, though, I want to give a shout out to one of my students who apparently knows about the podcast. But she's the... she's the one that made the shadow box for me, though.
Oh, nice. Yes.
So, Jesse, if you're listening, thank you so much. It is awesome. I've been showing it to everyone I possibly can.
Also, don't repeat any of the things that come out of my mouth on this podcast.
Just don't repeat anything on this podcast.
I mean, they're teenagers. They're
going to say it anyway. Like, come on, I remember being that age.
Yeah. Well, that's something my students, I forget what they're talking about, but they're like, do you even know what blah, blah, blah is? I'm like, I was a teenage boy. I'm like, yes. And they're like, oh my God, he knows this stuff. And then they're like, wait, he joked about this stuff too. I'm like, oh God.
It's like they think that you just came out a 36 year old adult. Yeah. 37, sorry.
Okay. Wait, no, you're not. My dad took away how many birthdays?
Enough. Or not enough, depending.
I mean, you gotta be what, at least 34, right?
Yeah.
He took away at least three birthdays. Yeah.
I think I lost a couple for laughing at him for going down the stairs.
That's a great story.
So listeners, if you happen to be able to come and see our live podcast on the 13th, go ahead and ask to hear that story. Yeah. It's PJ's favorite story to tell.
Presents are not involved.
How
does he die? So he gets a text message. Is he...
But it involves Christmas?
Is he late last minute shopping?
No.
So he's not texting
anybody. Is it Christmas Day?
Is the goose getting fat?
Yeah, it is Christmas Day, isn't it? Yeah. He dies at Christmas after receiving a text message.
Is he in an accident?
Did we establish that the text message relates to the death?
Yes.
We did establish that.
Yes.
That was like the first question I asked. Yes. Right? Something like that.
And the answer to that was no, right? I feel like everything he said is no, it's all confusing.
No, that was one of the few yeses.
That was one of the few yeses.
Before the string of no's.
That's right.
Is it from his doctor?
No.
Do you know that for sure?
Yes.
Does he know who the text is from?
Yes.
Okay. Is it his ex-wife?
No.
Is it his girlfriend?
Is it a bad text?
It's not a bad text.
Is it his mistress?
No. It's none of those.
Is it a relative?
It's a good text.
No, it's not a relative.
Is it a friend?
No. You really have to get
then
dark.
Then why are they texting
on
them if they're not related or friends?
You have to get dark on this
You one. Have to get dark on this one.
Is it a coworker?
No.
Is it his boss?
No.
Who the fuck would be texting him
and
then?
And the text...
Is it just some random fucking person?
Does the
yes,
text,
in a sense.
Does the text kill him?
Yes.
The text.
The text kills him.
Not the act of looking at the phone.
No.
The text.
The text.
How the fuck does that work?
You really have to be dark for this one. So let's continue with abduction.
God!
Oh, goodness.
This game is fun. This game, I really like this game.
So this was one of the games that actually you guys got us for Christmas this year. We played this with my mom on New Year's Day.
Didn't go well.
Watching her try to think things out and try to like match up what was on the card to what was on her.
It was very taxing for her brain.
Very, very taxing. She's like, "Wait, I can do this." We're like, "Mom, you do no, stop it! I can do this."
Binks is not a fan of ducks.
Oh my gosh! Like the game for being like. An easy to learn, easy to set up, easy to play, quick. Hey!
Where was he, PJ?
He was in the bucket. Listeners, okay, this has happened a couple times now. I should probably explain what the heck the bucket thing is.
Get out of the bucket! You didn't say the whole thing.
I didn't need to. We ran away. He's like, oh, God!
Hey, oh shit, I gotta go.
I saw him walk over there. I'm like, oh shit, he's gonna do it.
So I have a steam furnace in the basement. And steam furnaces have to be drained weekly, which means there's a bucket under the steam furnace. And Binks will like to shove his head into the dirty, gross water.
And
that comes out of the steam furnace.
The thing is, this is not an orange cat.
Get out of the bucket! He's still back there.
So this is not an orange cat. So he has more than two brain cells to rub together.
No, he actually has brain cells. Orange cats all share one collectively. But they pass around.
Oh, when one of them's not on a nap, the other one gets it.
Yes.
Hey, he's gone now.
He's no longer in the bucket.
Yeah, you go up those stairs.
Come on back, yeah. Binks.
You 1000% have to leave all that shit in there. Anyway, shit. Abduction.
Abduction, yes.
But anyways, I love the puzzle in this game.
It's so great.
Yeah, you know, you only get three cards, and those cards dictate what kind of moves you can make that turn. And the things that they do, like, a square of four ducks, rotate them as many times as you need, you know, or rearrange just one of the two rows. Because the way your board is set up is two rows of five. Yep. And so it's like, rearrange one of the rows of five in any way you want. Or just swap one duck with another duck on your board.
I'm sorry, what?
An otter duck. Or swap a duck with an otter player's duck. Or my favorite...
Remove a duck from an otter player's
board.
Or
dub-adduction.
Dub-adduction. Yeah.
Where you take two ducks from your own board or
someone else's
board, and they go into the UFO.
What I really like about this is how it gives you the option. It doesn't say, like, this is an attack card. You have to do this to another player. It's, you can do this on your player board or another player.
You can do it to yourself or
an
otter
person. Yeah, to yourself
or
somebody else. And... I'm not going to acknowledge any of this.
It's the hand gestures that really make it. I really wish that everybody could see that.
So, when you play this game... What the hell is it? Oh, I'm just going to put my neck right here on...
trying to get the gulp.
I was trying to swallow into the microphone like you do.
No.
I'm not good at it. So, anyway, Abduction is a weirdly strategic duck kidnapping game.
As she reads off of the box.
Yeah, I know how to read.
That's right, Angie. And in this game,
Don Pardo, get the fuck out of here. Okay, listeners, if you know who Don Pardo was, thank you. Oh my God, you two don't even know who Don Pardo was.
Angie's swooping
the information right God.
Now. Don Pardo.
Oh, that's not what I'm doing.
Oh. Really?
Who's Don Pardo?
Don Pardo was the voice of all of those game shows. The And tonight, your prize is... He did so much stuff. Really?
I don't know names of voices.
Oh my God. Just one of my favorite...
Just like WB voice guy. I don't know his name.
One of my favorite...
I just know he went, tonight at 9 on the WB.
One of my favorite things that Don Pardo did was...
Winchester Brothers.
I lost on Jeopardy by Weird Al.
Their match.
Jesus fucking Christ, PJ.
Will anyone die? No, because no one dies in that show. There are no stakes. At all.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's another show. I was going to say How to Kill the Vampires, but that's Buffy.
I mean, I like... What's the show? The Winchester. Supernatural.
Supernatural.
I like that show. But man, I don't care about anything that happens in it, you know, because there are no stakes. No one dies.
Some of the comedy is great, though.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like my favorite is when Jensen Ackles. By the way, off script, the scene is they're in the mental institution, and they're looking around for clues, and one of the nurses stop them, and they're like, "What?" She's like, "What are you doing in here?" And Jensen Ackles, just off script, pulls down his pants in front of the entire crew, raises his arms and says, "Pudding!" And they just go on like it's normal.
Yeah. I love it.
Another one of my favorite lines comes from Castiel. "Hey, ass butt." Did you just say ass butt? Yeah.
It's kind of weird how they all talk like this.
No.
All of them.
Well, that's what you do when you're trying to be serious.
So, abduction.
It's an odd game.
Abduction. It was a number one backed Kickstarter game at launch.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love it. It's the same thing, but our inflection's a little different.
It was supported by 8,170 backers on Kickstarter.
That's oddly specific.
I don't know. That's what it says. Because it was put out by Evan and Josh's Very Special Games.
Oh,
those guys.
Like, they have a few games. So there's, what, 2, 4, 6? There's 7 games. So, like, the one most people are going to know is Ransom Notes.
I don't know Ransom Notes. I mean, I've never gotten a Ransom Notes, so I don't know. There's a few other ones.
And then they have a new one coming out that you can pre-order. Tiny Laser Heist.
I like the sound of that. We should try and look at that one. We might have to get it.
It looks interesting. Like you play with these hands and you're trying to steal this diamond.
Okay, that looks pretty awesome.
Nice.
It literally is a 3D game. It looks pretty freaking cool.
So, what works in this game?
I think that the way that you're limited to only 3 moves per turn is brilliant. It really makes you think and start forming a strategy.
And then somebody can just fuck up your strategy.
Strategy.
Strategery.
That is not a word.
No, that's a word.
Use it in a sentence.
With great strategery.
That's dignitude,
yeah. All right, so... Yeah, for me, this game is much more strategic than I expected it
to
be.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was just going to be like, oh, you're putting ducks down in certain patterns and getting points for it.
It sounds easier than it actually is.
But man, then you play a dub abduction card on Angie and take 2 of her ducks. And
then she just has it out for you the rest of the game. And
then you just get annihilated by her later in the game when she takes like 8 of your ducks.
Well, yeah, you do
the four in one turn,
and then 2 more straight afterwards.
Or you do the wormhole, and everybody that has a certain color duck just disappears off their map.
Yep.
So, favorite moments from this game?
When I stole PJ's ducks.
Yeah, mine was definitely when I first took those two ducks from Angie, and she's like, why?
Yeah, that was your first mistake.
Yeah.
My favorite moment was just watching you two go after each other.
Dan's over there like, oh, thank God.
Whew, I'm finally out of the crosshairs. And then you still fucked me over, yeah. So it didn't matter.
There are so many times where I'd be like, I'm going to move a duck here, move a duck there, and I take this card. And Dan's like, no!
So close! I'm setting something. I was like, oh, it's mine. You fucker!
So both Angie and I both would do that to him. Just like, oh, man, we're doing this now.
I will say a first has happened. I won both games tonight. That hardly ever happens.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Rare.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, I know. So, Abduction. I highly recommend this game.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure. This game is incredible. Mountain Goats is good too, but Abduction is.
I really want to get the expansion. So yeah. I just want the green glitter duck, quite honestly. But and then that adds like little research pods. So then there's like three levels that you have to get your ducks.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Yeah. It gets more complicated.
I do. So a man dies at Christmas after receiving a text message.
Oh, the text kills him.
Can I just be honest and say I don't really fucking care?
How dare you?
Oh my God, she's turning into me. That's bad.
This is important work that we're doing here.
A man
has died.
We're usually much better at this, too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, what the fuck's going on with you two?
You and me together, we can usually get it. He's too stupid to figure it out.
Oh, fuck you two.
So it's the actual words... I'm confused. You're saying the text kills him.
The text message kills him.
Does his phone electrocute him? That.
No.
It's a double dog dare.
No.
And he's like, oh my God, do it now.
I don't understand how text can kill someone.
Wait. Why are you... What? Does the text like hypnotize him or something?
No.
Is it a curse? Is it a spell?
No.
Is it a riddle?
No.
Oh God. We're what getting close, though. He rolled his eyes a little bit. Like, well... okay.
How can text kill someone?
What happened in 2001?
Okay.
Does he jump out of a building?
No.
Does he get hit by a plane?
No.
Is it a terrorist?
Yes.
Is he a suicide bomber?
Oh, and the... They say now, and then
just say it. What happened?
Suicide bomber.
It's a suicide bomber.
I said it first.
So,
yeah,
the man was a terrorist who was planning an attack. He prepared a bomb to explode when it received a text message. When he was at home making the finishing touches, the man received a Merry Christmas message from his phone company, and it blew up the bomb.
What a dumbass. Why would you just have that sitting there? Like,
I feel like in the early days of the war, that could be like a real thing that had happened.
Yeah.
And they're like, ooh, we're going to put this in as a dark story. Like, yeah, they just took that out of a headline or something.
What
would be the real dark story is if, in parentheses, it said at the bottom, this really happened.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's just, it.
That was so stupid.
I told you, you really had to be dark and twisted to get that one.
That was really stupid.
Wow, that was... I mean, it wasn't as much of a stretch as Roger the Rabbit or...
Yeah, but that came
Marvin
true.
Marvin the Bird.
That came true in real life. Yeah.
Well,
it
almost did. We almost hit a stupid rabbit that was suicidal.
That night.
Yes, that very night after that
We talked episode. About this last time.
Did we talk about... Yeah. I can't remember shit, guys!
Right now you're doing a podcast.
I know that.
You lost both games tonight.
Fuck you. I won both of them, you asshole.
Oh, you can somehow remember that. You're an
ass. That was for PJ, not you. I'll smack you later. On the butt.
Why would today be any different?
Exactly. Oh, come on. Like, you don't smack your lady's butt?
No, I just had an image of you being like, I'll smack you later. Like,
get out of the bucket!
And Angie just, like, falls out of the chair.
As I pee my pants. I really gotta pee.
Well, I stand over and say,
I love you. Are you mad at me? Are you mad? Do you need help?
You okay? I did warn you. You should have been more ready.
Always be prepared.
You guys are making...
Why didn't you use the safe word?
Wow, this is taking a turn.
Wake up!
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Your bones broken?
She's not moving, guys.
Ah, great. She fell asleep on me again.
I hate it when this happens. She won't remember my name for a week.
It's like 50 First Dates. I hated that movie.
But I did call her Drew for a week. Well, I think that... I think that wraps it up for this week, everyone. Oh, God.
I think so, too.
What a bonkers freaking episode this was. And I loved it.
According to Terrell, I hold you two together, so.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Keep you in line. I did a very bad job
funny,
today.
She's never held me.
So. I mean, I can.
Well, you never asked.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, what was it? Last week we were on a date. This week you want my girlfriend to hold you.
Well, I mean, Terrell says she holds me.
I think he means she holds us.
She hasn't held us.
Oh my God.
She's got to be pretty friggin' strong. Angie, hold your arms out.
I'm gonna need Terrell for this.
Oh,
he could
my
hold
goodness.
You. He could hold you, you know.
Terrell, you're listening.
My favorite thing to watch Terrell do is change the water bottle on our water cooler, because he picks it up like it's a puppy.
No.
Like, and it's just like those giant, like.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the 50, no, not 50.
No, 5 gallon.
5 gallon. 5 gallon. Yeah, man. 5 gallon. Yeah. He just picks it up and just like strolls from where they're at to the water cooler. Just like, whoop, picks it up with one hand like it's a fucking puppy.
I'm just thinking of Terrell holding you, PJ, and the entire time just you hear, love lifts us up where we belong.
It's an odd.
Like, the shit that goes through my mind is just fucking weird. This is a daily occurrence. Ask her.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
If you're still listening, of course.
Email us at gamesoverboard@gmail.com. Visit us at gamesoverboard.com. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, the TikTok I never post to. We have a Well House Exorcism subreddit page, and it's just r/thewellhouseexorcism.
Yes, it's the spooky stuff.
So, yeah, we have a giveaway going on. We're giving away t-shirts, magnets, an incense burner, a sign that says no trespassing. We're
no trespassing?
No.
That's right.
No trespassing!
Get out of the bucket.
Retired.
We need to get a sign that says get out of the bucket.
So the sign says no trespassing. We're tired of hiding the bodies. Then there's a copy of Boop, which is...
What is it called again?
Boop. And you have to say it like that because it has three
That's right.
O's.
It's the Boop. Ghost one.
It's the Halloween version of Boop, which is a great little game of... cats turning or kittens turning into cats and pushing each other off the bed and all kinds of good stuff.
That sounds like a typical day at our house.
I was gonna say.
Oh yeah, it's so great. And so we're giving away a whole bunch of good stuff only to the 48 contiguous states. Sorry everyone else, but shipping is expensive.
That's right. Also, don't forget April 13th.
So we are announcing the winner of the giveaway on Easter Sunday, by the way, everyone. So pay attention to
that.
Yeah, social media for that. We'll also email
the winner, well, if the winner emails us, we'll send them an email or we'll DM you in some way. We'll contact you.
I think that's
crap. I was going to say something about the giveaway and all that. I
just kind of poofed right out of your head.
Oh, yeah. If you don't have any. If you don't have any social media, you can email us gamesoboard@gmail.com. Subject line, contest, giveaway. Give me the stuff. And we will.
Give me your shit.
Please don't. That's gross.
And yeah, we will add you to the giveaway that way. If you don't have any social media, you just email us. We'll get there. So that is it, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. And we will be back next week.
That's right. More of.